The widening of Houseman Road will proceed in quadrants to make it easier on the 17,000 drivers that go up and down the road each week. Work began in December to prepare the first section near 1604 for utilities. Councilman Ron Nierenberg says his predecessors got the project to the voters.
Councilman Reed Williams decided that in order for us to get this project done, we're going to have to make it a bond project. And we're going to have to make sure it's the bond project for District 8.
In fact, officials say the road improvement is the largest single project to come from the 2012 bond. The total cost is $62 million, including savings from the 2007 bond and $15.8 million of Bexar County funds. Nierenberg says it's a design-build project, which means construction could start sooner.
You know, a project of this size is going to automatically create a lot of headaches for residents in that area. So through this process, we hope to minimize the impact on the communities surrounding it.
And a lot of times, bigger projects like major freeways will be design-build.
Jeff Webster, VP of Development at Sun Construction, says the design-build process allows their crews to get conflicts of design resolved on the spot, which avoids cost add-ons during construction.
What was so neat about this is we put everybody in the same office. The designer, our designers, our engineers, the utility companies, the city, the county, everybody was in the same office, and they were working together with nobody working in a vacuum to complete the design of this road.
The project will widen the road to four lanes and complete the intersection with Kyle Steele Parkway. UTSA Senior Associate Athletic Director Brad Parrott says that will facilitate the completion of UTSA's master plan for athletics.
Baseball, softball, football practice, eventually hopefully a new convocation center. Completing Houseman gives east-west as well as north-south access to the Park West Athletics Complex.
The project ties in with Bexar County's regional flood control program and will build bridges over five low-water crossings. Drainage improvements are designed according to low-impact development standards to control stormwater runoff. Signs selling new pad sites promise business development along the road once it's complete. Nierenberg says the project means shorter drive times and ease of access for residents, and he's glad the voters approved it.
And we're going to get it done. Otherwise, this would have been a painful process for the entire Northwest community for many, many years.
Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.